Blog Talk Radio.
God created the heavens and the earth. Because at that time the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. But a phenomenon was about to take place, because the Spirit of God was hovering over those waters. And why, after all this time, I can stand here today and say, when he rolls with the sleeve, he's just putting on the ring. He's got thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist. The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, so you better be believing. Our God is the God of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless his name. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, O God. We glorify the name, O God. Oh, Lord, we trust the name of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise him up in here. Hallelujah. Praise him wherever you are. Praise the name of the Lord. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We just feel worth, like worshiping you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yaakov,
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Lord.
Yes.
We lift your name.
Lord, I love the things.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm so glad.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I'm so glad.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross to the grave.
From the grave, Jesus God, Lord, I lift your name, O God. We lift your name. We praise your name, O God. You woke us up this morning, O God. Hallelujah, with the activities of our limbs, O God. Hallelujah. We lift your name, O God. We thank you for your favor, O God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, O God. Oh, you're the most excellent. Oh, you're the most excellent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You came from heaven to show the way from the earth to the cross. My death is your faith from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
know healing is going on because Jesus is in the house. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to break through that stuff that's been hindering you, causing you distress, causing you stress, causing you to stay up at night, causing you to have tears running down your eyes like water, like a river. I'm going to glory to God. I'm going to bless your socks off today.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel my help coming by right now.
God.
I better turn this thing over to Pastor Keith so she can share how the housekeeping suggestions.
Glory to God for another Sunday afternoon. Hallelujah. To be able to come into the classroom of the Lord to learn of him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when you go to school, you go prepared. You take your textbook. You take your notebook. You take your pens, your pencils, everything you need to take notes. And to be able to turn the pages as the teacher tells you where they're teaching from or what subject, what chapter, whatever, where we're learning from today. Hallelujah. So I hope you have your Bibles, your composition notebooks, your pencils, your pens, hallelujah, and also your communion elements. Have your communion elements of when we break bread, hallelujah, taking on the Lord's body, you will be prepared. Get your juice, your water, your milk, whatever you're going to use, and take and get your toast, your crackers, or whatever. Hallelujah. And let me take this opportunity to remind you that we will be having a watch night service, bringing in the new year.
Yes.
Praising the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will not be out there in the streets. Hallelujah. Hopefully nobody out there shooting or whatever. We're going to be in the house of the Lord, praising God when the new year comes in. Hallelujah. Bringing in 2022. Hallelujah. 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 Bringing in a new year with the Lord and the sisters and brothers in Christ and praising God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God for in the new year. We thank God for our 2,000 feet. Our sanctuary and our teaching facility and the ministering facilities. We thank God for what he's setting us up for a blessing. And this holiday, we thank God for what he's going to do. We thank God for what he's done already and what he's doing right now. Hallelujah. And we expect the best of God. Hallelujah. That's why we give God our best, because we expect the best from God. Hallelujah. Right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to place people's names up into the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. TV Jakes. Hallelujah. Oh, he ain't here, but that's all right. We're going to have church anyhow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get ready. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Pastor really made teaching. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Sister Anna. Mother, the Lord's hand.
Hallelujah.
Sister Anthony Hurt.
Yes.
Sister Yvette Hurt.
Hallelujah.
Brother Ronald Hurt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackburn.
Yes.
Sterling and Reggie.
Hallelujah.
And Barry and
Hallelujah.
David and Scooter and Alan and Dasha and Tiffany
Hallelujah.
And Coco and Faith. Hallelujah. And Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and Little Kitty and Stephanie and Little Stephanie. And Desiree, hallelujah, and Monica, hallelujah, and Julius, and Joshua, and Victor, hallelujah, glory to God, and Little Mitchell, and Big Mitchell, hallelujah, Darlene, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jerry Cleveland, yes, Rakim, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, Thank you, Lord. Apostle Margie Mercer, hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper. First Lady Sharon Harper. Hallelujah. Dr. Sharon Harper. Apostle Dwight Smith. First Lady Linda Smith. Sister Asana Owens. Elder Tommy Owens. Hallelujah. Larry Owens. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Elder T.B. Stevenson. Dominique. And Justin, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Rita Hester, in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless them all,
thank
God.
Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. God,
hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for your favor upon everyone that we name, oh God. And those that we wanted to name, but we forgot the names of, but you haven't forgotten them, oh God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sheila from Justice, hallelujah. Gloria and Minister Janice and Yvonne, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All of them, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And for showing yourself stronger than ever had.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Roslyn, oh God. Another Roslyn, oh God. Another Roslyn, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Griselda and Oscar.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Shelly and Dominique and another Dominique. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And a Kimberly, oh God. Hallelujah. And a Danielle, another Danielle, another Danielle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for the testimony of miraculous divine intervention in people's lives. We thank God for that. Look, you don't know the names that you're placing up in the atmosphere of blessings. I tell you, God cannot ignore. Hallelujah. He does not ignore. He does not forget you. He does not forget the names that you called out. And because you have called out those names, because you're placed us in the atmosphere for blessings, God, I've got to bless. Because you done brought me into remembrance of my word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For loving us today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you've joined us. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
The Sunday International Victory Service of the Protestant Christian Prayer and Worship Center. We're the broken and made whole by God.
Hallelujah.
And guess who this is? Yes, you're right. This is Bishop E.T. Byrd, a.k.a. Brother Byrd, a.k.a. Pastor Byrd, a.k.a. Mr. Byrd, a.k.a. whatever you want to call me. I'd rather you call on Jesus. You know, if a choice is calling me or calling Jesus, look here. Don't call me. Call Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. He's the author and finisher of our faith. And you know, we usually have a song before the pastor's corner. So I'm going to sing for you. Oh, I hear the moans in the back. Okay, I'm not going to sing. I heard the moans. Well, we're not going to sing. Hallelujah. But the next voice you hear will be that of the anointed, the awesome, the blessed, hallelujah, God, Pastor Willie Mae Peachesbread. Let's say amen for her.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise Pastor Peachesbread.
I'm getting music.
Hallelujah.
Oh, okay. Bless the Lord, huh?
No, if you want me. Okay, wait a minute now. All right, okay. We can call out. We can do Revelation 19. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Hey, Siri, say Revelation 19.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Siri, say Revelation 19.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See? You don't get somebody used to something and all of a sudden it's gone. You know what I mean?
Hey, Siri.
Hallelujah. It's all right, Pastor. Glory to God, glory to God.
Oh, you know what Siri wants you to do? Pastor Peaches. Siri wants you to say.
It's all right.
Yeah. Y'all that want to hear Pastor Peaches say amen. Amen. All right, Pastor Peaches. Come on now. You can sing one line or sing something.
Well, the word God said, he'll give you the desire of your heart, but he didn't say when. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Help the Lord.
Help
the
Lord.
Help the Lord. She got a song in her heart. Hallelujah. I remember many years ago we used to sing that song. There's a song in my heart that the angels can't sing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
Really?
Hallelujah.
Really?
Hallelujah.
Really?
So Pastor Peaches got a song in her heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Maybe if I put the phone right here, it'll come up.
Yeah. Now, you know, I'm next to your heart, so I might start singing in a minute.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I heard it again. They're moaning you in the camp today.
Y'all
behave, you know that?
Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I could sing, right. Only be we. Long hair is possible if you only be we. Oh, that's the wrong song. I'm sorry. Y'all, excuse me. Pastor Peaches, I think this is your time.
Wow.
So y'all will get that on tomorrow. I said only be we. Hallelujah. Thank God. And so, our sister, Minister Linda, I know you laughing. You couldn't believe I did that. Sister Julie, why are you shaking your head? You said you got to pray more for Brother Burns. Okay, do that. I need that. Pastor Peaches, it's really your time to shine.
Mm-mm. Praise God. Maybe next time you'll hear a song. Please praise God for Jesus. Thank God for, because we want to give God his best. Hallelujah. So I'll practice all this weekend. I'll hear the next time. Hallelujah. But what God has dropped in my spirit was when the angel came to Mary and told her that she would have a child.
Mm-hmm.
What has been conceived in her was going to, we know later on, he was going to save the world. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And his name was going to be called Emmanuel.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I compared it to when God dropped something in our spirit. And we conceive a desire that he has given to us. And just think about it. When he drops something in your spirit, it's about an entrepreneur. He drops, and the desires of our heart are there because God has given them to us. We have the different things because he put that desire in our heart. And he nourishes us. And matures that desire, and we mix the word of God with it. We wrap the word of God around those desires. We say, Lord, you said that if I'm in the word and the word is in me, you'll give me the desire of my heart. And then we give birth to what God has dropped in our spirit. Because there is a car, there are cars that are driving, riding on the street. That's because a desire is in somebody's heart. And the word of God, just God gave man how to do it, how to put this and that together.
Uh-huh.
Everything you see is because of a desire. It was a desire in someone's heart first.
Yes.
And then God gave them the knowledge how to do it. Everything we see, even a chair, a cup, was a desire, was something of a vision that somebody had in their mind,
yes.
In their heart. God put it in their heart.
Yes, yes.
God knew there was going to be a need for it. He dropped it in somebody's spirit. Hey, make this, make a podium, for the men of God to stand behind. Make a microphone so the people of God can speak and hear the word of God, and people can hear the word of God. And then we submit these things to the Lord, and they become materialized.
Yes.
And after a while, we see it. It's been given birth,
yes.
And if it's materialized, and it's just like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He was conceived, Holy Spirit, Mary conceived of the Holy Spirit and brought forth Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And look what he has done.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We have been shaped in his image.
Hallelujah.
We have power. In Genesis 1:1, it says, and God says, we have the same power that God has.
Hallelujah.
And sometimes I think we have to be reminded when there are things that you desire. In Genesis 1, and sometimes we have to be reminded, thanks to God, when it seems like things going real kind of cuckoo, cocoa puffs in our life, and we want to, like,
sure.
Things going crazy, and sometimes you want to have one of my daughters, she said it was just like she had I don't know what kind of day. I guess sometimes you have a day where it doesn't seem like anything's mountains and anything, and just like seem like you feel like going back to bed and putting the covers over your head.
Yeah.
And sometimes you want to like start all over again. Sometimes you want to put the covers over your head and just stay. But in Genesis 1:3 it says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." And then in the 6th it says, and God said, and let there be the firmament in the midst of the waters.
Uh-huh.
So every other verse is saying, like, and God said, and God said, and God said. We have the same power that raised Jesus from the dead.
Yes.
That same power lives in us, saints of God.
Yes.
And so therefore, when things may not seem like it's going the way you desire to go, remember what the word of God said. He said, and God said, speak those things out of your mouth. Speak those things out of your mouth, the desire that God put in your heart, that you know that is God's will for you to give birth to. And to have a baby, it's 9 months for that thing to grow and mature. So when it's born, it has its feet and its legs and its fingers and all of this. You know, it's going to take a while. But you take care of that, when that woman is carrying that child, she takes care of her body. She doesn't eat and feast on junk and garbage and all. She eats a certain thing. She takes prenatal vitamins and she goes and gets the checkups and she just takes care of herself so that baby can be more healthy. When God desires puts something in our spirit, we nurse it. Go to the library, find out all you can about that thing that you believe in God to birth, that he has birthed in your spirit. Find out everything there is. It doesn't matter how, but the thing is, when God does something in your spirit, it doesn't matter how old or how young you are. God can birth things through you. It doesn't matter if the oldest person, the youngest person in here, God can work a miracle through, or the oldest person, God can work a miracle through and can bring, and after a while you say, yes, I wrote a book. Praise the Lord. Pastor Bird is an example of that. He's on his third novel. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know there's all of us in here probably got something, a desire or something, entrepreneurial spirit inside that God can put desires in. Somebody may be a seamstress. Somebody may be a fantastic storybook teller. We just don't know. Hallelujah. He's put things in your heart that one day you're going to give birth to if you haven't done it already. And that's what the Holy Ghost does. That's what he can do. Hallelujah. And just like he did Mary, hallelujah, he's still doing today with us, with ideas. Hallelujah. And it's for us to stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Ask God, Lord, what do you want me to do now? What do you want me to do now, Lord? And continue to nourish that desire in it with the word of God. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I'm giving this back to you. What you want me to do next? What you want me to do next? And after a while, you know, he's going to give you that plan and everything, and you're going to give birth to that idea, to that item, to that book, to that company. Hallelujah. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. And watch God do it through you. Age does not mean a thing. A lot of the entrepreneurs that we have seen, even around the country, if you're looking to find out how old they were when they started some of the companies, you will see that they were not teenagers. KFC, a whole lot of them, Walt Disney, was turned down so many times when he went to finance his idea, whatever. He was turned down so many times. Hallelujah. Don't allow failure to cause don't allow when someone turns you down to cause you to say, well, no, I guess it wasn't for me to be. God has that design in your heart. God has all that you need to bring it to fruition.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Keep the word of God and stay in the word and ask God, Lord, what's the next thing for me to do? You gave me this desire. And wrap the word around that. Keep the word, keep that desire covered in the word of God. And watch God give birth to that desire that he put in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop Bird. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord. Our God, for the Lord our God,
hallelujah.
Mighty. Yes,
yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
Go ahead, boy, shop, can I hear?
The Lord our God, he is one. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on, everybody, to the Lord.
Come on, everybody.
I dare you to sing it. Honor and power.
Unto
the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty.
The Lord our God is mighty.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he's wonderful. Yes, he is.
He is one.
Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere, everybody, to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
Honor and power, everybody.
Honor
and power. Unto the Lord our God.
Unto the Lord.
Thank you. The voice of God is the Holy Spirit, and the hands of God is us, the church.
Yes, yes.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it shall ever be, world without end. Amen. Amen. He's giving birth to ideas.
Amen. Yes.
Inventions.
Yes. Yes.
How it starts in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Gets to your mind and then your spirit. And then I'm going to tell you something. Everything that you can see with your eyes started in somebody's mind.
Amen. Amen.
This world started in the mind of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And see, all you have to do, Pastor Peter said it, Genesis chapter 1. God said 9 times. You got to keep saying stuff. Say, don't quit because stuff happens. And then you got to alibi yourself. Well, it must not have been for me. If you expect what God placed in your heart to have smooth sailing in this world, you are mistaken. Because the adversary ain't going to roll over and play dead just because you name the name of the Lord.
Amen.
In fact, you become a threat to him, and he's going to bring obstacles in your way. But the word of God says, press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Don't you ever say, it must not be for me because you had obstacles. You had opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Jesus. Boy, he really had obstacles and opposition. They opposed him so much that they nailed him to the cross.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And then we say, I want to be just like Jesus. But you want to be just like Jesus, you're going to have opposition. Your idea, Christ's idea is still alive today.
Thank you.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's going to be added to you. That's Christ's idea. He preached the kingdom. It's still alive today in spite of obstacles, in spite of people being burnt alive.
Amen.
Because they were teaching their children the 23rd Psalm. Come on now.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And then you don't understand that opposition will come. But don't give up.
Amen.
Galatians 6 and 6 and 9. Don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you will reap if you don't faint, if you don't quit, if you don't stop.
Amen.
You've got an idea. Where did that idea come from? It came from God to help somebody. Because he said, look here, if God told you one day, he said, find a need and fill it.
Amen.
You've got a business.
Amen. Amen.
Find a need and fill it. You've got a business. And he put that in your spirit.
That's right. That's
and
right.
Then you can say, I guess it wasn't for me because you met opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you're going to meet opposition because the devil don't want you to help nobody.
Hallelujah.
The devil wants you to be like an orange man. He wants you to think about help me, myself, and I.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nobody as important as me. In fact, the world revolves around me. It don't revolve about nobody else. It's just all about me, mine.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's the devil.
Amen.
So if you're doing something other than what the devil wants to do, you're doing what Christ said to do, hallelujah, guess what? You're going to have opposition. Don't get shaky because you got opposition. Because you know what? No. What does 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 say? Don't go to it. Don't go to it. You got to know it from your heart. Hallelujah.
I can do all things.
Come on now. No, that's not it. That's Philippians 4:13. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 John 4 and 4. Yeah, go. Somebody go to that real quick.
1 John 4.
4. Come on.
I got it.
Read it.
In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same.
Is this right, John 4:4?
Of God, little children.
Okay.
And have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you.
You're not reading. I'm from the world. Okay. Pastor teaches you guys. I don't know. What was that you were reading? You were reading John? You were probably reading St. John.
Yeah.
No, it's First John. It was First John. It's another book.
Oh, okay.
John. Okay, Pastor Peter's got it.
All right.
Greater
is
he in you than he that's in the world. Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? This is not the sermon, but I just had to take a time. Because somebody listening to me in Radio Land had an idea, and they put it on the back burner because they met opposition. Take it off the burner because it might burn up on the burner. Hallelujah, you take that back out because the world needs what you got.
Amen.
I said the world needs what you got. You got the answer to a problem. God said, I gave it to you so that you could be blessed, and then that your family could have collateral blessings. We heard about collateral damage, right? And that's the devil, collateral damage. He'll mess somebody up and want to mess up everybody that's around him. But God wants you to have collateral blessings. You get blessed, and he wants your family blessed. He wants your community blessed. He wants your dog and cat blessed. He wants everybody in your garden blessed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's not the message today. Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah. Guess what, y'all? You know, I was trying to find out about Buffalo Bob Smith, because we talk about what time it is, Holly Dee time. Buffalo Bob Smith was the host of the Holly Dee show. And I thought that he perhaps was a relative of one of my nephews, and come to find out he wasn't. He wasn't. Now, unless he may, now, the father-in-law of my nephew is Bob Smith, but he could be the grandson of this gentleman. I don't know. Because Buffalo Bob Smith was born in 1917. But I'm going to check that out some more, because he never can tell.
Yeah.
Buffalo Bob Smith, the Holly Dee Show. All those that saw the original airing of Holly Dee shows, raise their hands. The original?
No.
Okay, I guess the hands of everybody that saw the original. How many hands up, Pastor Peaches?
Two hands.
Glory to God. John and me, you know, I guess I raised my hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm gonna tell you just like one of my children told me. We have eight children. And one of them said, Daddy, you's old as dirt. We was talking cheap, and I love it. But guess what? Brother Jerry,
yeah.
You and I,
we old.
But we still here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We still here. Pastor Peaches, y'all been messing around. What time is it?
Communion time.
God. You know what? It's time for Holy Communion.
Amen.
And as they begin to get the elements of Holy Communion, I know y'all already have them. It's important for y'all to understand what this actually does. This brings us into direct fellowship with the life, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Catholic brethren tell us, they call it transubstantiation.
Mm-hmm.
When we take the bread and the juice or the wine and we bless it, it actually becomes the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which means that our DNA is changed when we take the bread and wine. We no longer just Earl Bird or just Will we make Peter Spirit or Anjanette or Yvette or Mother Dolores or all the others that are in here? We are Earl Bird and Jesus, Pastor Peters and Jesus, Angie and Jesus, Mother Dolores and Jesus, Minister Jerry Cleveland and Jesus. We take on part of Jesus in our DNA. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is flowing through our veins.
Amen.
And if God, that's why when God looks over us, he says, when I see the blood, whose blood?
His son's blood.
I will pass over you.
Thank you
for that. And none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you.
Amen.
And there were 10 plagues. And I believe if we kind of analyze all that, we'll find out that every ailment could be summed up in those 10 plagues. They won't overtake you. That doesn't mean they won't knock on your door. Is that right?
Amen.
That don't mean they won't try to come through your window. You understand what I'm saying? That doesn't mean they don't try to come through your roof. But the word says they won't overtake you.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
So this is the key that you need to understand when we do Holy Communion. It's not a ritual.
Amen.
It's not something that we just do because the Bible said to do it. It's for our protection.
Thank you, Father.
It's for our deliverance.
Yes.
It's for the deliverance of our families. Come on now.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
You have to understand this thing. That's why we sometimes have reluctant to say religiously, but in this we deliberately, let's say that, take communion every day. Now, I'm not saying if you don't do that, you're wrong. Now, I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you what we do. My wife and I take communion every day. Sometimes we take it twice a day. And every once in a while, we take it three times a day because we listen to another program sometimes in the morning, and they do communion, and we go along with them and do communion again. As often as you do this. See, I don't want God. See, I know he ain't going to miss it. But, you know, sometimes you just want to make sure. So I'm going to take communion as often as it comes through my mind to take communion. Look, I'm not saying you got to do it how we do it. Because you can be like some churches only take communion once a year. Some churches only take communion at a wedding. Some take communion once a month. Some take once a week. I'm not knocking any of that. But I thank God for the opportunity to take communion every day. Because when I take communion every day, number one, I know I'm still on the side of the dirt. Now, that may not sound great to you, but when I wake up in the morning and I'm able to take communion, have morning devotion, I know that my Redeemer lives because he lives in me and I'm living today.
Thank you.
Can I get a witness up in here?
Amen. Thank you.
For those who are here, I don't know if you have any of those communion boxes. That they can take with them. You usually have a few out there.
You take
one with you so you can keep, so y'all can take communion as often as you desire, as it comes in your heart. Now, I'm going to tell you something else before we actually start communion. God said, when I see the blood, now I'm going to pass over. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I don't knock anybody that does it once a year. But I want God to see the blood over my life and my household. more than once a year. I just want to share that with you. Can I just share stuff with you from my heart? I want God to see his son's blood over my life and my family's life more than once a month. And, you know, I like I said, I don't knock anybody who do it that time. And once a week, every day, I want to see
Thank
the
you,
blood. Because one of the things, the reasons why I want to do it this way, because I hear people, you know, leaving here 65 years old, 40 years old, 30 years old, and I'm 76 years old, and I'm still kicking.
Yeah. Thank you,
Father. And see, I still got work to do, my little boy, China. And I got news for each and every one of you in this house. Got work to do. Because if you don't finish the work, you know where you're going. You're leaving here. So you say, well, I better find out what's up with here so I can get started. That's right. Those that are listening to me, if you're not working in the vineyard, Jesus, you could go any day. Because you're not doing anything. Nobody going to miss you when you're gone because you ain't doing nothing. But if you're working in the vineyard, you're working in the body of Christ. I'm going to give you the toe, the ear, the nose, the finger, the knee. If you're part of the body and you're doing the work in the body, you're necessary. I want you to hear after me. I'm necessary. For the body of Christ.
For the body of Christ.
I want you to say it again. I am necessary. For the body of Christ.
For the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know where how I got here.
Hallelujah.
I don't know why I went there. But I want you to know that somebody is sitting at home. They're wondering, Lord, I want this and I want that. And I'm like, but what are you doing for the body? What are you doing for your neighbor? What are you doing for glory to God? And so many of us, and we do this, we do this maybe twice a day, or maybe more than that. We quote the scripture in We quote the scripture in Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And then we leave it there. We don't understand what the rest of the scripture says. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn, son of God. Because, hallelujah, that's the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And you know how you serve God? You serve God by serving others. I serve God. Repeat this. I serve God
by serving others.
I serve God
by serving others.
Now, you run into people. You have run into people who say, well, I don't go to church because they got hypocrites in the church. I'm going to stay home and serve God. How in the world are you going to stay home and serve God unless you're homebound, unless you're in a bed and you can't get out? I know one lady right now. She done touched, I don't know, scores of people, lives, and she stays home. But how does she do that? She picks up the phone.
That's right. Amen.
And she calls somebody and says, look, I just want to let you know that God loves you and I love you too. Oh. And she prays for them, or she reads out there the bread to them. She does she's working in the vineyard.
Yes.
That's why God is blessing her socks off. That's why people come knocking at the door, want to give her a blessing. That's why people come and give her blessings. That's why every time she turns around, somebody is blessing her. Why?
Hallelujah.
Because she's working in the vineyard.
Thank you,
Jesus. We've got to stop thinking. We're going to do communion in just a little bit. But But we got to stop being, give me, my name is Jimmy. Or give me, my name is Kimmy. We take God as a celestial bellhop. We don't understand there's a caveat to this thing.
Hallelujah.
And the caveat is, first seek ye the kingdom, as Matthew 6:3.
Hallelujah.
I said, no, Matthew 6:33. First seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. The stuff is going to be added to you, but you got to seek the kingdom. The kingdom is blessing to the people in the kingdom. The righteousness of God is loving others, working, Matthew 25, blessing others. And as much as you've done unto the least, you've done it unto him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is for somebody. I don't know why I went down this street. But I'm going to tell you, it's the right street.
Glory
to God. Because somebody needed that today. Because somebody been boo-hooing over what they ain't got. You need to start boo-hooing over what somebody ain't got. You need to start planting a special seed. Somebody want to have a car.
Amen.
Put yourself $1 or $2 or whatever you got in your hand. And go to somebody who's paying on a car, who's got a new car, a Mitsubishi car, and they didn't pay cash for it. They got a note. And give them a Holy Ghost handshake. You know what a Holy Ghost handshake is, don't y'all?
Amen.
Y'all ought to know. I give y'all a Holy Ghost handshake every day, every time we have service. Is that right?
Amen.
I put something in your hand. Is that right?
Amen.
Why do I do that? I'm sowing. It's called faith. I'm putting the faith on the water. I'm putting the bread on the water. I'm putting God, what God has sown into my life. I'm giving it out again. Not so much that it encourages you to come and do this and do that. But see, I want to do so much in the kingdom.
Thank you so much.
And God rewards sowing. He said, I'll give you 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase in blessing.
Amen.
And so I come to God. If I had a dollar for every where I have sown in my life, I don't know, glory to God. I might be a billionaire, I don't know. But I love sowing. Do y'all understand? Do y'all believe it when I say that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It makes me feel like, makes me feel kind of good. It makes me feel like Jesus, and you ought to be like Jesus.
Amen.
You ought to be apt to sow, apt to give, apt to bless, apt to pray for folks, apt to have a word of encouragement. You standing in the line, your feet hurt, your back hurt, hallelujah, your elbows hurt, hallelujah, of course, right, your hurts hurt. And you get up to the cashier got look like you've been sucking on pickles, pickle kick feet for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, oh, Miss, and her hair looks good. She said, oh, your hair looks so good. Oh, that's really awesome. Oh, she has a beautiful blouse on. Says, yeah, that's a beautiful blouse you got. Say something nice.
Amen.
Sow a good seed.
Amen.
Sow a special seed. Because the seed you sow is what? Pastor Peaches, you know you on the ball. Hallelujah. I don't know how you stay on the ball like that so much because they tell me the ball is round. Hallelujah. And you go, Pastor Peaches.
Oh, bless you. Oh, I just love you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Love you too, baby. Hallelujah. Y'all need to understand. I know we're getting ready to Holy Communion, but I got here some kind of way. Sometimes we talk a good talk,
it's all right.
But we got to walk the walk.
Amen. Yes.
See, sometimes we, oh, Lord, but we got to walk the walk. Because God wants to bless us.
Yes.
And then Holy Communion is a blessing.
Amen.
Because it's healing, it's deliverance. And we said all that to say, listen to the word. Understand what we're doing. We're not just having a ritual here. We're bringing a blessing to your family, to your home, to your life, so that you can be a blessing to others. as we do Holy Communion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 30. I know there are several hundred people out there shaking their head. How did he get there? Brother Bird says, I don't have the slightest. But we thank God for the leading of the Holy Spirit because it was for somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements of Holy Communion. We lift it up right now, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you would bless it, anoint it, and sanctify it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 30 says, examine yourselves. And we do that right now, oh God. And there may be some that don't know you and are pardoning of their sins. Hallelujah. And we want to take time for them to really think about it. You can't make it through this life without Christ. You cannot make it through this life without Christ. Hallelujah. You want to be successful. You want to be blessed. You will not have any of that without Christ. So, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your covenant names. And as we say them aloud, you become that to us. And the number one covenant name that you have, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, is Jehovah Shidkenu, the Lord our righteousness and forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone and everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no guilt. Again, the scripture that we give you within that scripture says, examine yourselves. And we do just that again. We comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightly remember the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is your calling? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. No, it says, with your stripes, we were healed. Hallelujah. Now, Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. The Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. In Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully desire the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You, now your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalm 118:17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, God. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything that's spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it.
Yes.
Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord.
Thank you.
He declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you that your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In that home, in that home, in that home, in that car, in that tent, in that wherever people are right now under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. Heal and deliver in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Matthew 15:26. First John 3:1-2. St. John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. Glory to God. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
This is my new inheritance I'm giving you. My new gifts I'm giving you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you when I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, nullifies, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire! In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We are the boy. Shakara the boy. Holy shakara the boy. Hallelujah. Blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect. Brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Lord, we remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for family daily confession. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family. We speak for those who don't even have sense enough to cry out to your name for themselves. We stand in the gap for them, oh God. We stand and pray for them as if they're saying what we're saying, oh God. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, hallelujah, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective. And we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, see the only wise God, our Savior, the glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pastor Peter, what time is it for we? 20 seconds? 90? Yeah, we get ready.
Hallelujah.
We already had the word.
Amen.
Didn't we?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the word.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the word. Because somebody needs to hear what we have said today.
Amen.
I don't know who that was.
Hallelujah.
But you know.
Thank you, God.
I want y'all to love one another.
Thank you, God.
I want y'all to bless one another.
Amen.
When you get blessed, I want you to be a blessing.
Amen.
Because God wants you to do that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody you know needs a miracle.
Amen.
You be the miracle.
Amen.
Somebody needs to be blessed. Somebody needs to hear a good word.
Amen.
Because they've been down in the dumps.
Hallelujah.
You know, that's why. Word says, hallelujah, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you know how the Lord help comes? It's through you,
thank you,
and you, and you, and you.
Yeah.
God bless you. Pastor Peaches.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We don't want anybody to forget New Year's Eve service or our watch night service. Hallelujah. Keep that in mind. Hallelujah. If you're able to make it, hallelujah, we will still be on the air, I believe, that night. So if you aren't able to come out, hallelujah, to be with us, to join us in the last service of the year, please join us there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Jesus is going to send us a communication. Please address your envelope. RYMM, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214.
Is in the house.